Hello and welcome to Bravo, Bravo, effing Bravo. Hi, Mariana.
Hey, Nathan. How art thou?
How art thou? That was fancy.
I fancy.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little fatigue, a little tired.
Thoust ist fatigest?
Yes.
Nice.
I'm fatigest.
I've got pep in my step because of a new franchise.
Okay, yes. We got to get straight into it.
I loved it.
I don't know what I thought. I kind of felt it was a little New Zealand-esque in the feel.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay, cool.
I get what you're saying.
Maybe even a little bit Dallas.
Yeah, I don't know. It felt like they were on a trip. Like, remember when the Beverly Hills girls or the New York girls went to, like, Montana?
Yeah. Oh.
And I was like, this is that.
It is, kind of.
And I couldn't tell. I was like, are they all in their holiday homes at the snow? And then
yeah,
I was like, oh, that's
the chalet.
Is that their real homes?
Oh, maybe that she lives in a chalet.
Or are they on holidays?
Okay, when I first saw the chalet, I was a little impressed. But now that you're telling me it's her regular home,
for some reason I'm less impressed. I don't know if it is. But why would she have a chalet if she lives in the town?
Well, because, you know, it's where they go to ski.
I mean, if she has one for the house in the city and then one for the chalet up the hill, that'd be great.
Well, isn't that what rich people do? It's like rich people having a country house, but they only live in a country house with the poor people, but it's a better house.
Oh, yeah.
I'm being a snob. What are you called when you're a snob but you're a poor person? I'm a gutter snob. That's what I am. Sad. So, okay, I did write down their names so I could keep up.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote their taglines.
Oh, one of them I really enjoyed.
And I'm going to tell you I'm going to guess which one it is, which is the rose isn't scared to handle a little prick.
That was so good.
Or it's this rose. Sorry, this rose isn't scared to handle a little prick.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Me too. I thought that's one of the best taglines I've heard in a while. I like that one.
I noticed there was one that's like, yeah, I do the reading or something. And I was like, all right, Candace 2.0.
Okay. I love God, but I will read in line. I will read it like a scripture. Blah, blah.
We've been there. We've done that.
Yeah, no one cares. I like Heather. So Heather's the one that I call Miss Botox.
Oh, is she the one with the 15-minute Botox car parking space?
Yes.
I love that.
Well, yeah, she's the one that owns the Botox place.
How fun.
And I wrote down she's divorced. Attaining perfection is a part of Mormonism. She used to be a part of the gay family. I just don't know if we're going to touch that.
No.
And she's worth the $20 million, or at least the family was. I don't know. But she's got a Botox business, she's clearly not poor.
Is she the one that's descendant from the bodyguard for Joseph Smith and Brigham Young?
Correct.
Who I only know from Book of Mormon.
Oh, okay, of course. Yes. So Jen was the first one. She was like 2 feet.
She's got a lot to say.
Did you see her, like, when they do the intro and they're posing in their gowns?
She's got 2 feet?
She looked like she was 2'1".
I was picturing 2 feet as in, like, ankles
and
toes.
When I looked at her photo, like, and I just look, not that I care, but I obviously care, but it's like, we're not going to mention that. Can someone mention that, please? Yeah. And then, of course, there's Meredith. So she was the one having the vow renewal, whose husband is 18 years older than her. And they were having a torrid love affair at work. So she's no longer Mormon. She's excommunicated.
And is she the one who at the vow renewal, the dad had that horrible wig?
Correct. Correct. Yes. And then we have Meredith. She's Jewish. And, okay, look, I'm not going to lie. I wrote gay son, maybe gay husband.
Yeah.
He was like a little cutie.
He was cute. I couldn't remember who she was until you said gay son.
Yep, gay son / I thought maybe gay husband.
I was getting vibes from, you know, Gamble when she had the gay stepson.
Yes, Gamble vibes.
Gamble vibes.
And then we have Mary, who is married to her step-grandfather, who we find out in this episode that apparently that was in her grandmother's will.
How fucked up.
Well, I'm adding two and two together and coming up with six, but she said that she is basically like a pastor and she inherited it from her grandmother. So I'm like, is grandma trying to keep the family business in the family by getting her husband to marry one of her granddaughters?
Yeah.
And she didn't say it was in the will for him to marry the granddaughter. She said it was in the will for him to marry one of her girls.
Gross.
I'm like, yeah, that's just a whole lot of gross.
Can't wait to watch, though.
Yeah. And who did I miss? Oh, Lisa, the family was Jewish and they turned Mormon. I think her mother turned them Mormon. And she has the booze business and the kids were getting tacos for breakfast.
Yeah, you know, a lot of them look very similar.
They do.
Like the two blondes, the two brunettes. Yes. Like, and so I can't really
this
tell
is
them
why,
apart yet.
This is why I wrote it down, because I'm terrible with names.
But I loved the one that threw the birthday party for the other person and made it all about herself.
Yes.
Was that Jen?
That was Jen throwing the birthday party, and I forget for which one. I think it was for Meredith, the one with the gay son. Yes.
Maybe she came
yes,
in that
pink he was
Muppet
getting
outfit.
Her, yes, he was getting yeah. her ready. Yeah. Yeah, it was Jen. Jen was getting them. Did I miss one? No, I think that's it. There's six of them.
They're all the same.
They are all the same.
There's the one with the grandfather, husband.
And then the rest are the same.
Yeah. And two of them are cousins. The two blonde ones are cousins.
Of course they are.
Which I like a family element.
Yeah,
it's a bit
me
New Jersey-ish.
Well, it works so well in Jersey. Well, it worked for us. It didn't work for them.
Oh, yeah, no, their lives are ruined.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of which, if we're going to just do a quick Teresa, Teresa Giudice has a new boyfie.
Oh, is it that young man that she was seeing?
No. So his name's Louis, and it's really weird because his nickname's Louis. It's just spelled a different way, so I don't understand that element. But he is an entrepreneur, as the Americans will say.
Yeah.
And he's very close in age to her. I think he's like a year or two younger or older.
Good for her.
And apparently Juicy Joe is cool with it.
Well, he's stuck in Italy.
He's got a girlfriend, and she's a lawyer, and she's been helping him out. I'm like, way to tell her why she's your girlfriend, but that's cool.
Yeah.
But like, what? Like, you assume a lawyer's very intelligent, and Joe's her boyfriend. Like, what kind of conversations are they having?
I don't know.
Because I don't want to think about anyone not having a conversation with Joe. That just grosses me out.
I don't think they're having conversations.
Ew.
Nope. They're banging root rats.
Gross. Mm-hmm. Disgust.
Good for them. I'm happy for them. That's nice news.
I know. Yeah. And the kids are visiting Joe in Italy right now. But I'm like, isn't Europe going through another lockdown?
Yeah, but I mean,
are the kids going to stay in lockdown in his like one room log cabin?
I don't know. The rest of the world are handling it differently than Australia. So I don't think there's...
Europe's in lockdown again.
Yeah, but maybe I don't think they care about the travelling in between and forth.
Well, they do.
They do?
They absolutely do.
But I feel like if you're stuck in Italy, you could still get back to America.
No.
I'm sure you can.
No, you can't.
You can't?
Mm. So.
I don't know.
Maybe the girls have left already and I'm just unawares, but. Anywho.
Cool.
Well, so that's Bravoville.
Should we get to Potomac?
Let's get to Potomac. Okay. Episode 15, it's called Portugal Bye.
Loved it.
Yeah, that was cute.
Portugal Bye.
Portugal Bye. I likes. So we do those. We're doing again the quick little snippets with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley was using Baby Dean as a weight to work out, and then he burped. Fantastic!
I didn't even notice that.
Jizzy was packing. There was an ugly ass scraggly weave on the bed, and she calls Jamal and goes to message Bank.
Yeah. So the thing with that, did you notice how much she had to scroll to get to his name?
No.
Yeah, so she opens her phone, goes on to like contacts, like your recents, and she was scrolling, got to Jamal. And I was like, so you guys don't talk that often.
I was going to say, bitch, who are you calling? She's got her kids, she's got her best friend and the ladies in production.
And it was a lot of scrolling.
I didn't notice that.
So I'm thinking, I don't know how often you're talking to Jamal.
That's a really good point that I missed. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Wendy's calling Robin and they talk very quickly about Monique's counterclaim of second degree assault, and they think it's bullshit because they obviously think that Monique has no reason to countersue. But we all know she's doing it as a formality. You sue me, I sue you.
Yeah.
It's a tactic, right?
Yeah, when you've already taken it to the court level, like,
yeah,
get over
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Candace is talking to Cliff and annoying the fuck out of me.
Same.
First of all, she's wearing some Crocodile Dundee hat. I don't know what was going on with that. And she's deciding if she wants to buy new luggage. And Cliff says that she's been through a lot, and if new luggage is going to make her feel better, then she should buy it. I mean, that doesn't even make sense.
No, and you can just tell she's going to make this an excuse for everything in the future.
Where is this? I'm sorry. If I have the PTSD, I ain't worried about new fucking luggage. And as she's on the phone with him, we see her opening new bags of things she's packing for the trip, and she's like posing with this little purse in the mirror.
She thinks she's going to get a settlement. She's like, I've got some money coming.
No.
Yes.
Do you reckon?
She's very obnoxious.
Yes.
So maybe she would.
That is a perfect word. She is absolutely obnoxious.
I just think she's being way too angry about the counter-suing because, like, you have to own that you at least provoked her.
I know. Come on. It's going to come up. Like, what do you think? Oh, good.
She's fucked.
Yeah. And so I'm like, how distraught can she be if she's shopping? But anyway. And you're right. She says in her confessional that she's angry and where does Monique get the gall to counter-sue? And it's like... And then the next thing that made me laugh that she said, and she said it with such a straight face in her confessional, she said she's going to use the trip to go off grid and experience another part of the world. That's why everyone travels. Like, that's got nothing to do with PTSD. That's why we all travel.
But also, like, you're traveling on a housewife's trip. You're not going to disconnect and find yourself. I know.
Bitch, you're going for yourself. 5 days. Calm down.
Exactly.
Yeah,
You're staying at the Savoy. It's nice.
I know.
There's edible chocolate lipsticks.
You're not going to the Burning Man. Calm down.
Uh-huh.
It's true. We move away from there. We get Monique stepping out of her Bentley.
Mm.
And she's at a restaurant.
It's a diner.
Okay.
It's not a restaurant.
Monique steps out of her Bentley and walks into a diner that is half the price of her Bentley. And Karen arrives and apparently Karen smells good. So I wonder if she's wearing the La Dame.
Probably not.
Probs not. Monique says that she's feeling light years better and that she's eating again. So obviously through the trauma of it all, she wasn't eating. I told you she was stressed.
Yeah, she was stressed.
Girl wasn't eating. Candace was fucking eating.
And all she needed to do was counter-sue Candace to feel better.
I know, right? That's what we all need to do to feel better. And then she says she wants to ask Karen about what Ashley said. If it was Karen who got beaten up, she'd press charges. So I thought there was going to be disagreement, but they handled it.
They handled it really well.
And before that, Monique orders a spinach feta omelette and a cappuccino.
Mm-hmm.
Karen gets chamomile tea with citrus and tuna tartare. And what annoys me is when the waitress puts down Monique's food, she says mushroom omelette. Now, I rewound and doubled. Checked. Monique did not say mushroom omelette. She said spinach feta omelette. I'm annoyed.
Did it look like mushroom?
I couldn't see it. But Monique wasn't bothered.
Wow.
So I'm like, this is how nice Monique is. She didn't even send back her omelette.
Wow.
I know, right? Because Candace would have sent back that omelette.
You know what? I feel like writing a character assessment for Monique to the judge based on that.
She
That's lovely.
Monique did not send back her mushroom omelette.
Because I wouldn't have either, unless I was allergic to mushrooms.
I would have gone, you know, whatever. It's fine. It's vegetable omelette. I'm good.
Mm, that's a wonderful point.
So I just wanted to bring that up because I do enjoy when they order their food, and so I want to pay more attention to the food. And just for you I paid way more attention to the time counters in this one, and I'm mentioning it all.
And did you also think the food came really quick?
Very quickly. I did.
It's a diner.
You're right. It's a diner. Going back to the what I thought would have been an argument, Karen apologised for not being at the podcast, and Monique says to her that Ashley said that Karen basically pushed for Candace to take legal action. And Karen made a joke actually and said, somebody would have been in jail if they'd beaten her up because she can't fight and she'd be like security as she waves her hands like she's flagging down a waiter, to which Monique laughed. So it was a very good way to, you know, get it from an angry place to an okay place. And Monique said that Karen would never egg someone on like that. It's just not her. So at least Monique was being open to hearing Karen's side.
Yeah, and I think Monique, part of it would probably be she's not going to pick a fight with Karen because she's not got many people left.
True that. And Karen did remind her that she's been stellar supportive to both Candace and Monique, and that her relationship with Candace has been damaged by this because she wouldn't take sides. Monique was like, yeah, I wouldn't want you to do that.
I think the way Monique's handling it with Karen is really putting Karen in Monique's camp compared to how Candace is having a go.
Correct. And I think that will come out in the reunion.
Uh-huh.
But obviously because Karen will be like, see.
They're filming today. Did you see they're filming the reunion today?
I didn't see. I haven't been on social at all today.
There's a photo of Andy with T'Challa on his shoulder.
No, T'Challa's there.
Uh-huh. And Andy also was given one of Robin's ugly hats.
Oh, God. He's not wearing
dope
that.
Dope with camo on it. He posted it, but not on his head.
Oh, really? He didn't even, like, prop it on top of his head like I am getting fucking up my hair.
He took a shot of it and said, look at me, I've got one of her hats.
Oh, isn't that nice of him?
Yeah, you're nice.
That's so sweet. Because let's face it, he's got way more followers than fucking Robin does.
Oh my God, I know. Oh. But he wasn't putting that on his head.
Exactly.
No way.
No, I wouldn't either.
But T'Challa on his shoulder.
That thing definitely needs a bath, like a wash before you're putting it on your person.
The hat, not the bird.
Yeah, the hat, not the bird. Yeah. Exactly. I do think that's funny though. T'Challa's on his person and the hat, he'll just hold it like between his two fingers like, can someone launder this first and then maybe, you know, put it in the back seat of my car as a sick bag for baby. It is. And so, yeah, so then Karen also says that her relationship with Candace isn't broken, it's just scratched, and she thinks it'll be okay. Karen's coming out with these fabulously wise words this episode, and she's not taking shit from anyone, but she's also not taking the bait. I don't feel that she is. So I feel like when she does tell someone to back off, she means it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Monique turns around to Karen and says to be careful. That's how it started with her and Candace last year. Look, I just don't, again, I don't think Karen would ever take the bait.
No way.
So, I mean, if she did, it would be a sight to see.
I can't even picture it.
I know. No one would get, if Karen really got that angry, that person would not be able to walk.
It would be Giselle.
Okay, so moving on. So that really didn't amount to anything. And so we're at Ashley's and we finally see, after 15 episodes, that Michael is playing with Dean by himself. That's what I wrote. And then, of course, in walks Ashley packing. So she's still right there. And he asks her if she has any notes for Eve while she's gone.
I know. Michael's just going to do the bare minimum.
Well, we find out that Eve's basically with baby Dean all day and Michael will come home and put him to bed.
Yeah, well, that's the plan.
That's the plan. And she says to him that she has his eating and feeding schedule. And I'm like, so he's not going to even look after his own kid?
No, he's not.
And he says, oh no, she won't do any of that because he'll be home for that. And I'm like, Michael, babies do that shit in the day, you know. They eat and they sleep in the day too.
Yeah.
Oh my God. In her confessional, well, we get a voiceover. Ashley asks Michael if he has any events while she's gone, i.e. so she can tell Eve, the babysitter. And Michael says, no. And if he does, Dean will be coming. So he's acting all like he's going to be spending a shit ton of time with the baby.
And what was with Ashley's eye?
She had a bloodshot eye. I don't know. What the fuck? I saw that and I'm like, are we not talking about the bloodshot eye?
And it wasn't there the next, well, it could have been days, but it wasn't there when she went to Portugal.
I'm like,
very distracting.
Did you wear a bad contact? I don't know how you get one random bloodshot eye. Did the baby accidentally hit you with the face? Know.
And she wore red, right? So it really...
Yeah, it really popped.
Really popped.
Yeah, and she kept sort of turning her head slightly and you'd kind of not see it and then you'd be like, whoa.
She should have borrowed a mum's eye patch.
She should have. Oh my God, she totally should have borrowed her mum's eye patch. I don't know. I want to know what was with the bloodshot eye.
Me too. No one's telling me. I hope they asked that at the reunion.
Me too. Actually, that's a very good question. Rightio. So then Ashley says, kind of as per their therapy, that if Michael needs to talk anything out before he does something stupid, that he can call her. And then he asks what the time difference is between Portugal and Potomac. And I'm like, dude, you know, you've looked that up already. She's told you. And she just claps back with it. That's inconsequential. Like firmly, it don't matter.
Good.
You fucking call me. In her confessional, she says that Monique has asked her to write a statement about what happened at Candace's last year, a la knife fight. And she says that she'll do it because when Michael was accused of sexual assault charges, which she didn't say sexual assault charges, but
we knew what it was.
Both Monique and Big Boy had their backs, so she's going to have Monique's back.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she already – hold on a sec.
Well, she says that Monique already knew about the threesomes.
That's right.
And – then they do the shot of Monique acting surprised when Ashley said it at the barn.
That's right. We get production putting actual arrow supers on the screen.
And watching it back, you can sort of see that she was faking it.
Because she kind of had a smirk.
But she still, I didn't clock it.
She didn't, no, I didn't clock
it
either.
And how many times did we watch that episode?
Nobody else would have clocked it either because they were all caught up in their own feelings.
She did a really good job.
She did. And I get that because that is bonding. When you have a little little secrety thing like that, and that person keeps your secret, that is a bonding moment that makes you feel like,
and
yes,
you trust them.
That person's my friend. I trust them. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I did love that production with the arrows,
it was
though.
Fun.
That made me laugh. Yeah. Moving on to the next scene. It is 4:30 a.m. at the airport, and I thought of you.
Thank you for letting me know.
No problem. Candace says that she almost has matching bags with Wendy, so it looks like she got her new luggage. Mm. Karen and Wendy get on the plane, and Robin made the flight, and Karen and Wendy are sitting next to each other, and I'm like, that was production, because Robin and Giselle are sitting next to each other. Production booked those tickets and did that on purpose.
Good.
I love it. It's almost like someone in production is like, we have not gotten a rise out of Karen all season. They're pushing her buttons. I don't know. But
why? Let it off.
Because she's like Teflon. Everything just washes off her.
Also, totally forgot Wendy existed until you just mentioned her name.
I know. Who cares? Well, we're going to hear lots from Wendy this episode.
Oh, now I'm remembering.
Jesus. And then Wendy was fucking rude. In her confessional, she says that she's not trying to call anybody a bitch. I'm like, where the fuck did that come from? You guys had a tiff last episode, and I call it a tiff because everyone was making fun of you by the end with the slithering down the stairs. Like, that's not a bitch response.
I know.
Candace and Monique can call each other a bitch. No one else can call anyone a bitch. They're harsh words. You do not look good by doing that, Wendy.
Everyone else likes her.
Oh, I don't get it.
I know.
No one's going to like her next season. Everyone's going to be over her. Mm-hmm. And we're just, you know.
We're ahead of the curve.
Ahead of the curve. 19 hours later.
See.
Lovin'.
Did that feel like a long time? 19 hours to get to Portugal?
That does feel like a long time.
Yes.
I mean, I know it takes a gajillion years to get from Australia to anywhere, but, oh, actually, no, that makes sense because it takes 16 hours to get from New York to London.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
And I think because they're going to Madeira, it's like the little island.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they might not have.
They would have had to get off the plane, catch another little plane.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm really glad they didn't show us all that. Like, just get the fuck there. And I get why, because there is so much dialogue between the ladies. Like, day one takes forever.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is why I'm trying to like speed through
it. Yeah, let's get through it.
So they arrive in Madeira. Wendy looks like she's fucking glammed before she got off the plane. Like, are you expecting paparazzi? No one knows you yet, bitch. No one gives a fuck.
No.
No one cares. Candace has 5 pieces of luggage, one bigger than the other.
5 days. What a fuckwit.
All of my entire wardrobe would fit in that luggage. Seriously.
She's a fuckwit.
I know. Like, who the fuck do you expect is going to carry those fucking 5 bags? Seriously, you could have made a tiered cake with that baggage. Exactly. It's not luggage. It's baggage.
She's got baggage, all right.
Yeah, exactly. Karen hits her head on the car door, which I honestly thought when we saw that in the preview that was going to be when she was drunk, but no.
It was funny.
She hits her head on the... And then she said, at least her weave's working. I'm assuming that means it stayed put, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That she cracked that head. That sounded like it would have been a headache. Bless.
And we got a great callback later when the driver's like, careful of your head when they got in because it was the same driver. And I was like, oh, the payoff was so sweet.
I like that, yeah. And so they're staying at the Savoy Palace.
Mm-hmm. I was disappointed that Ashley was like, we're going to have dinner at the hotel. I was like,
but they always do night one because they're fucking jet lagged. They had been up. They were at the airport at 4:30 in the morning.
You can sleep on planes in business class.
But this is the same day. But if you're up at 4:30 in the morning, that's close to wake up time. You're not necessarily sleeping on the plane. Like, they might have had a nap, but, you know, you're crossing datelines here.
Okay.
Is it dateline? Yeah. So Ashley says bon dia and then to the hotel staffer. And, of course, production, who is my favourite person on the show this season, writes, not Portuguese, it's Catalan. Even Spanish. No. It's Catalan.
Yeah. They can't let any of them get anything wrong without correcting them.
I am so here for that. And they cheers to magic in Madeira.
With those beautiful champagne glasses.
Yeah, they were cute.
They were fun.
They were nice. Everything in this hotel looks lovely.
It was a beautiful hotel.
I know. So Karen walks into her room and says, oh, yes, Father God, as in it's a nice room. I cheers for that. Okay, so of course I went to the hotel website.
Oh, how much a room?
Okay, so they're all in suites. My guess is the suites that they're staying in is the basically they're like the superior ocean suite, I'm expecting, which is the second best category of room. The next best category of room is the penthouse, and my guess is they only had one. So those particular suites, the best suites, are 700 to 800 euros a night, which is about a so it's my guess is it's the 800 euro a night, which is about $1,300 Australian dollars a night.
Okay, yeah, that's-
I would have assumed that Ashley, being the one that booked the trip, inverted commas, would have stayed at the presidential suite. However, surely if she stayed in the presidential suite, we would have had the extra footage. You know, like in Beverly Hills when mm-hmm. one of them gets the best room and they show us that whole room. We didn't get shown that whole room. So
we heard she's got a dining table.
Yes, but that presidential suite is $8,000 Australian dollars a night.
We didn't see it.
So then maybe they were all in the $700 suite and she – 700 euro suite. So maybe she got the 800 euro suite.
I'd believe
so
that.
Their rooms are $1,100 Australian dollars and her room's $1,300 Australian dollars. That's okay. That'd be my guess.
Yeah.
Candace eats a lipstick.
Yeah.
She says she thinks it's chocolate, which we do find out later that it is chocolate.
I know. I was worried for a
but
bit.
But I did not believe it until I saw Karen eat it.
Same.
When Candace ate it, I'm like, you dumb bitch, you just ate a lipstick.
I know, same. I was so ready to make fun of her.
So Karen FaceTimes Ray. It's 7:36 p.m. in Madeira and 2:36 p.m. in Potomac. So, four hours difference. Karen, in her confessional, says that after Ray thanks her for her rescuing him with his taxi issues, they're in a great place. And she calls him Ray Ray again.
Yeah.
Cute. I mean, not yay for Ray, yay for Karen.
Yeah.
Jizzy finally gets Jamal on the phone.
Oh, my God.
And she says she's FaceTiming him. She's trying to show him Portugal, but it's nighttime.
So funny.
He could not care less.
He said, I think you need to show me this in the day.
He does not give a fuck. And she's like basically trying to.
I can't blame him. He couldn't see anything.
But she's like saying she's living large and in charge. In other words, she's like, I'm excited. I want to show you. And he goes, I'm living medium to small. And she does not get that means he does not give a fuck. Because then he's like, oh, yeah, I've got to go. The solar deal's going through. I don't know. I don't care about your fucking solar deal.
He made that up.
You reckon?
There's no such thing as a solar deal. He's a pastor.
Like, are you getting solar panels for the church? What do you mean a deal?
Right.
Like,
but she was like, oh, okay, got to go, bye.
He just doesn't care.
What a fob off.
I know. And then he says he'll call her back, and once she gets off the phone, she says to, like, nobody in particular, maybe the camera person, I'm not waiting for a call back. I've got to get ready. It's like, no one cares, love. They're there to film you. Like, they're at work. Production doesn't care. Jamal doesn't care. You're not calling your kids. They clearly don't care.
Grace doesn't care.
Grace does not care.
The ones whose names we don't know, they don't care.
Grace doesn't care. They don't count. Rude. 2 seconds later, she's ready. And I say ready in inverted commas because of what she's wearing.
What was she wearing?
She was wearing a bright red shirt. So red it looked orange.
Yeah.
Camo pants. Enough with the camo, bitches.
Seriously, move on from
it
the camo.
It is not 1992. This is not a TLC film clip. Take off the fucking camo.
Dreadful.
Just awful. And a bedazzled headband. And when I say headband, it's like you're going to the gym and it's got rhinestones on it, and we later find out it's Gucci. Now, I'm like, is that Gucci or is it Fucci?
Gucci.
It's Fucci, like faux Gucci.
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, Gookie, I get it. Yeah.
I think
disgusting.
Sometimes those high fashion brands, they miss the mark. And but just because they've got the label doesn't mean it's
honey,
nice.
Honey, she got that from the markets.
Bali.
She got that from a Chinese shop.
Paddy's Markets in Sydney.
Paddy's Markets. She got that from that store in Sydney. It's that Asian bit store. What's it called? Morning Glory.
Oh, yeah, she
got
that
from Morning Glory. Yep. Like, I literally wrote, she looks like she's going to work out with 80s drag queens. And then Robin was wearing some Versace skirt and some blinged out shirt that I think she's worn before.
Probably.
That I think she wore to the high tea.
She's got tax issues, man.
She's just as tacky as Giselle this season with her outfits. Awful.
I don't know if Robin ever had taste.
No, I don't think so either. And so Wendy and Ashley are in pink, and Karen sort of matches Giselle's colour palette, but she looks lovely. Karen's looking good this season. Yeah.
Well, like, it's the glass of milk. It does wonders for your complexion.
I loved what Ashley said. What did she say? How did she put it? Because because we find out that, yeah, that Karen's drinking milk because she has an ulcer. And Ashley says that Karen's ulcer is about as real as a unicorn. Uh-huh. I laughed so hard.
She's like, yeah, she's not drinking so she doesn't spill secrets.
Yeah, which, good for her, but milk, just fucking get a water. It's almost like she's like, yeah, I'm drinking a glass of milk. I dare you to say something.
Well, I watched What Happens Live. Did you see that one with Karen? And she pretty much said that she's like, well, actually, Andy, I was really sick. And when I got home, I'd had some sort of parasite or gastroenteritis or some bullshit thing. And she's like, so I was sick the whole time. And I was like, okay.
So, bitch, you had the runs the whole time. One's getting in a cable car if they've got the runs.
No one's getting trapped in that little box.
I'm not getting trapped in a cable car without a toilet. Sorry.
You'll need a lot more than milk to do that.
Like, milk doesn't seem like it would help. Maybe eat a cracker. Like,
milk's a bad choice.
I know. You want something to create a stopgap, no?
Right?
Anyway, this basically they're at dinner and Ashley tells them that tomorrow they're taking cable car rides and going to a market. Now, I love Ashley, but she sounded way too excited for cable car and a market.
It didn't sound
like
excited.
If I'm in Portugal, I don't want to catch a cable car and go to a freaking market on my first day.
But she didn't, I think, because we see in the preview that they toboggan down.
Ah.
So I think maybe she didn't want to be like, and we're going to toboggan down because then they'll find an excuse not to do it.
I'd toboggan, but I'd want to know to wear my fucking gym gear if I need to toboggan.
I want to watch a housewife in full glam going on a toboggan.
That's true. I do want to see that. You're absolutely right.
But yeah, when she was like, a market, I was like, yes,
don't get me wrong. Like, I understand if, like, going to a market for a town you visit, that is cool. But
she didn't even say, like, and lunch on top of the mountain. Like,
that's something you do. Oh, look, there's a market. Let's take a wander.
Yeah.
Like, lunch.
Let's buy a Fucci.
Let's buy a Fucci.
Yeah, she undersold it. She undersold it.
But there was nothing to sell.
Well,
we'll see next episode because we haven't seen anything else other than the cable car and a market.
I mean, the cable car looks lovely.
Yeah, but I
love a cable car.
Okay, fine. I don't like heights, so I don't want to do a cable car.
It's a very small island.
Okay, so there's not much to do?
No. So the lady at work I work with, she's from the island of Madeira.
Okay.
And so I was like, saw it on Housewives, what's the tea? And she's like, it's a very small island. And I was like, oh, it looks big. And she's like, no, it's really small. So she's like, there's the cable cars.
Oh, wow.
Down.
That's it. That's
and there's the poncha. The
bitches,
drink.
The alcohol, that's it?
Well, I guess she said that there's lots of hikes.
So
and
why,
I said, well, we're not going
to
be seeing
why
that.
Are we going to Madeira then?
Well, I don't know. I guess there's other stuff for normal people, but for housewives.
Yeah, like unless there's a club, I ain't going.
A club or club.
If I'm going overseas, I want to go out.
I feel like Madeira would have like beach parties.
Okay.
And like beach hotels.
Oh, well, I'm up for that.
It's sort of like Mykonos, Ibiza-ish, I think.
For old people.
For old people.
But which is so for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to hang out with 22-year-olds and party. I'm not single.
But yeah, I think it's a lot of nature hikes.
I'd be up for that. My partner doesn't hike. You might have guessed that.
Oh, shade.
Yeah, we ain't listening.
Portrait girl, bye.
Jizzy wants none of them to talk about the fight. In other words, I'm talking about the fight. So Candace can have a good time. This trip isn't for Candace. This trip is for Ashley.
Allegedly.
Okay, so the food comes out. If you're into fish, it looks great. Wendy wants shots because Wenday is coming out. No one cares about Wenday. And then she says she wants to say something and I'm like, here we go.
Yep.
This is how she starts her sentence. Karen, we had a conversation about degrees and I lost it.
No, it wasn't a conversation. You were talking at her.
I just honestly was like, are you fucking kidding me? And I'm decided at that point that this is going to become fun. And I almost considered doing a shot every time Wendy mentions a degree.
You'd be plastered.
I know. So I didn't do that because I had to type. But it's just, I'm laughing.
It's beyond a joke. Like, you did it last episode. Move on.
When she watches that back, watch her turn around and said, I didn't talk about it that much. It's production.
Right. Well, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but Jill Biden has the same amount of degrees as she does and Jill Biden never brings it up.
I know.
So get over yourself, Wendy.
I know.
You know Jill Biden, I'm sorry.
I know.
How good is it that there's a rescue dog going into the White House?
Oh my God. So Gerardo turned around to me the other day and went, you are going to love something about Joe Biden. I went, what? And he had it on his computer ready to show me. And he went, that's their rescue dog. He goes, you have to love him now. He has a rescue dog.
From the rescue dog to the White House. How beautiful.
How is it the first rescue dog?
I know.
That dog is going to have its own servants.
I'm so happy.
Can I have that job? Can I be the servant of the rescue dog in the White House?
Be the honour of my life.
Oh my God. I just want to cook for that dog, hang out with the dog.
Well, there's two dogs.
There's two?
There's Major and Champ. So I think maybe Major was the old one who they've had for a while.
Yeah.
Who they got from a breeder.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll give them the pass.
As people do before they learn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then they've gotten Champ recently.
Oh, I love that doggy.
Oh, I know. Such a cutie. I would much rather talk about Major and Champ than Wendy.
Me too.
And how she got her name. Like, who gives a shit?
Oh, my God. She's an idiot for sharing that. That's just ammo. That's ammunition for the rest of them. Did you see Giselle when she put her head in her hands? Because she was like, I couldn't have come up with better ammunition myself.
She was like, remember this, Jizzy. Remember this.
I love it. So that's the next point. I'm not even going to like say the story, but basically we find out that Wendy was named after Wendy's, the ice cream place.
Funny. Well, is Wendy's different in America?
It is. It's not just an ice cream parlor.
Ice creamy, but it's like
it's takeaway. They have burgers and shit. It started off as the thick shakes, I'm assuming.
So it's similar to ours.
And now they sell burgers. Bitch was named after a burger joint. But she said that story so seriously.
I know.
Thinking that everyone would be on her wavelength when she finished the story.
I was like, oh, she's finished. I thought there was more to it.
And she basically thinks that she put Karen in her place by telling her, like, she is so devoid of a sense of humor.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm the embodiment of American dream. I'm like, no, you're the embodiment of a joke.
Right. And I'm just thinking, look around the table. That bitch just got punched.
Read
that
the
bitch
room.
Is getting divorced. That bitch just got cheated on. Like,
read the room, Wendy. Miss 4 Degrees.
Right?
She's a moron.
Gone with the wind, Wendy.
She's so ignorant. Let's just move on.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
I don't know. She keeps bringing it up. That's the thing. She brings it up all the fucking time.
Oh my God.
Rain it in, bitch.
And then she asks the waiter for shots of a local drink that she calls Poonshine Poonani.
Poon-poon?
Poon-poon. Like, and then did you hear her say, cheers to licking
poon?
Oh, my God.
I laughed at that.
Like, I loved Karen's facial when as soon as Wendy said it, Karen just, like, about face, like, are you retarded?
Uh-huh.
Like, what did you just say? Oh, my God. And then, of course, Jizzy picked up on that.
Oh, with the worst segue in the world.
Because I thought Wendy was, when she said that cheers to licking like poon, I thought that was shade to Ashley. And I think it was because Jizzy picked up on it and turned around to Ashley and said, how are you and Michael doing? I'm like, you're a fucking bitch, Wendy.
I didn't even get it.
I thought that was shade to Ashley.
Are you saying shade to her bisexuality?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I see that now. I thought it was more shade to Michael's infidelity, but now I'm seeing
it's shade to Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was fucking rude about Giselle. Like, how are you and Michael doing at the table?
Ashley's trip, goddammit.
Like, you clearly don't care about, if you cared about her, that is not something you would ask her at the table.
Mm.
And I think that in confessional, Ashley will have something to say about that.
I hope so.
I hope so too. And obviously Karen agrees because in her confessional, she's like, Giselle is basically targeting the weakest link. She said she's targeting the girl who's going through the most and basically is attacking them. And then Wendy joins in by reminding Ashley of what happened the last time she went away. Like, are you okay with that?
I know.
Again, at the table, none of you have a problem with Ashley. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, good point.
Like, you're just giving Monique and Karen ammunition to say to Ashley, this is what they're saying to you. Like, are you not picking up on it?
Uh-huh.
Watch next season. It's going to be Monique, Karen and Ashley against the other bitches, and somehow Robin will stay out of it. But anyway, she will.
She will. She
well,
will.
The but day that, yeah, I know, the yeah. day that Robin and Giselle have a fight,
uh-huh.
it's not going to go down well.
Well, they have a little later.
Yeah, they do. But they
get over it pretty quickly.
It's diffused. We'll see. So Ashley responds and takes the blame, in my opinion. When Ashley talks about her and Michael, I feel like she takes the blame.
Yeah, I feel like she does that
And
too.
I think that that's Michael gaslighting her.
100%.
And because Ashley is the kind of person that can be accountable and take her part in any altercation, she's, I think, taking on too much.
And Michael's not taking on any blame because it's his dad's fault.
The baby's fault.
Yep.
Fuck you, dickhead.
Yeah.
And then Robin chimes in, which I felt correctly, and says to Ashley not to take responsibility that's not hers. And in a confessional, she basically says when she was a new mother, Juan cheated on her. That's the impression I get. And she said that she didn't have the energy to care about what her husband was doing. And she says she's getting the same feeling from Ashley and that she has to hold Michael accountable. I agree. And that's when I think it's Ashley says none of us are perfect. And the only person that agrees with that is Karen, because apparently Wendy and Candace are both perfect. And I'm just not even.
Wendy's like, my middle name means gift from God. And I'm like, bitch, who gives a fuck?
No one cares. Your first name's Wendy after Wendy's. Wendy, Wendy, Wendy. Yuck is what I'm calling it.
It's all she can talk about herself.
I know. I know, to the point that everyone forgets that you're a new mum because you don't talk about it enough, because all you talk about is yourself.
She doesn't care about a kid.
She doesn't care about anyone. Like, have you heard her mention her two boys?
No.
No? I don't even remember their names.
Carter and Cruz.
Oh, you're adorbs. You're adorable. So Jizzy asks Karen if she's heard from Ray, which was so random.
Yeah, she would have woken up in bed with him that morning.
Yeah. What do you mean, have you heard from Ray? Like, it was just random.
Yeah.
One had nothing to do with the other. They had just done a shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they did that shot and Karen did the shot with her milk, and that's when she asks her about Ray. But I love how Karen just claps right back.
Straight away.
Did you call Jamal? And she says she's concerned because she hasn't seen Jamal supporting Giselle and Potomac.
And he's like, is he not proud of you?
That was hilarious.
She said, a proud man is with his woman or something like that.
She's clapping back because Giselle deserves it, basically.
She's got a whole list of things for Giselle.
Oh, totally.
Just ready for whenever Giselle
Totally. And one of the things that Karen does say, which I agree with, is Giselle has all these requests and requirements about everyone else's men and their relationships. Mm-hmm. So why can't we have the same from Jamal?
Yes, and she's happy to bring up everyone else's shit, but if anyone brings up her shit, can't handle it.
And then what else happens? Oh, Giselle says Karen doesn't need to see Jamal because she's not the one having sex with him. And then Karen's like, praise the Lord, Father God, no.
I know.
But then Candace turns around to Robin and whispers they're having sex, but in a way that I don't know what she was inferring by that.
Well, remember like in episode 2 at Ashley's coming out party, Wendy was making jokes about Karen's sex life, remember? And I feel like because Wendy and Candace are the pre-existing friends, maybe that's something they joke about a lot, about how can Karen have a sex life because she's old.
Oh, I thought she was referring to Giselle because she's not having sex with him, i.e. I'm having sex with him. And so then Candace whispers they're having sex. I'm like, is she referring to Giselle?
Oh, maybe because they live in a different state.
I don't know. Maybe she was referring to Karen. I didn't understand where that was coming from, so that's why bring it up and ask you.
Yeah, I don't. Well, sorry, I couldn't provide any clarity.
Never mind. And then Giselle obviously arcs up at Karen, which to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Robin says, if you're in a relationship that you're proud of, why wouldn't you share that with your friends when we share our men with each other? And it kind of seemed like everyone agreed.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, my God, hold the phone.
Please, it was wonderful to
please
watch.
Please hold caller. Robin sides with Karen against Giselle.
Yeah. Well, I think it's that thing where, like, Robin's probably thinking, here I am with my husband/ex-husband/whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone else is bringing their husbands in for the show.
Yeah, where's yours?
Where's yours?
And obviously we do get that one scene in the car and there's a couple of scenes with Giselle and Jamal, but none of the ladies. It's with the kids.
Yes, they're on the
or
boat.
On their own. And I wonder if that was a prerequisite to him agreeing
on Jamal's side, yeah.
Agreeing to be on the show. I'll only do scenes.
And it's a bit shitty because we love when the husbands fight each other.
Of course we do.
We've got one coming up.
We've got
soon.
One coming up. I can't wait. Like, fuck Portugal. I want to get to the fight.
Except like with Potomac, some of the best moments have been when the husbands are out drinking with them and Michael's grabbing someone.
It's true. I mean, sorry for that someone, but...
Yeah, sorry for them.
I mean, the thing is, if Michael was grabbing one of the husbands, I wouldn't feel bad. But because it was production or a stranger, I would feel bad.
Awful,
it's almost like you signed up for this dude. Isn't that weird of me? I don't know. It's not a correct way to think, but that's how I feel.
Well, it's different when someone's at work.
Yes.
I think that's...
And they're not part of the show.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be different, but it is.
There's a fourth wall there.
Correct. It shouldn't be different, but it is.
It is.
I don't, and also, they're the stars of the show. They would feel more inclined to
be able
to. They
have a bit more leverage.
Exactly. Yep. Okay, anyway. So they basically break at that point because no one knew what to say. And Ashley tells him to be ready by 9, which we all know that's not going to happen.
Pipe dream.
Yeah. And then we see Candace trying to put her own pillowcase on a hotel pillow and failed miserably. She's hopeless.
She's hopeless.
She is so lazy. She's pretending that she can't put a pillowcase on a pillow. And first of all, you're staying at a 5-star hotel. Do you really need to bring your own pillow?
Well, maybe it's a satin pillow.
It probably is. Okay, I'll shut up about that. It's probably a satin or a silk pillow. You're absolutely right. I will shut up about that. She's just hopeless. So
she's
I'm just throwing shade at her. And yeah, that's when we see Karen eat the edible chocolate
and we all took
lipstick.
A sigh of relief.
And went, okay, we can eat that. And then Miss 4 Degrees Wendy can't get the lights to work. And that's when Ashley calls Michael because baby Dean is about to go to bed because it's 7 o'clock.
Wasn't this awkward and heartbreaking?
It was
cringe.
So it's 12:09 a.m. in Madeira, 7:09 p.m. in Potomac. Now, Ashley has arrived at the airport at 4:30 in the morning, which means she probably got up at, 2:33? I don't know how far she lives from the airport. I know you got to get there a couple hours early before you go overseas.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
And it is midnight in another country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. It's 7 p.m. Okay, I suppose that's not that long. I'm like, it's midnight. She's been up all day. But no, it's 7 p.m. So she was arrived at the airport 4:30 U.S. time, Potomac time, and it's 7 p.m.
16 hours on a plane.
Bitch is fucking tired.
And bitch just wants to call her baby as arranged.
Absolutely. And Michael doesn't pick up. And
he should have been on that phone, first ring. Yes, I'm here. I'm not fucking some rando.
He is at a point where he is angry about being
held accountable.
Yep. And it's been a month.
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He's scum.
You stuck your dick in someone else. The whole world knows about it. And you are angry at her after 1 month. She didn't have any tone. She did not yell at him.
No.
She didn't. She was very careful not to have tone. He was yelling at her.
She was just excited to see a baby.
She's like, so she calls twice, still no answer. She has to call Eve, who says he's not here.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't heard from him.
Babysitter's left in the lurch.
Dean needs to go to sleep and he's tired and cranky. She doesn't know what to do. She should put him to bed or not. I would have just fucking put him to bed.
Oh, I would have, yeah.
I would have gone, fuck you, dickhead. It's not about you. It's about the baby.
Oh, Michael
he's
was so infuriating.
He's had children. How does he not know better? I want to hear from Michael's ex-wife what a fuckwit he was.
Let her write that book.
Yeah, I'd read it.
I'd read it.
Ashley better read it.
What? And like when Michael was like, babe.
Like,
babe.
Get off my case, basically.
And when he said, I can't be molested like this.
That is not a word for you to use, dude.
No.
You have molested others.
Right?
Disgust.
And you shouldn't be using that.
Anyway, agreed.
In that context.
Who uses that word?
No one.
And second of all, she was doing nothing of the sort.
She was calling.
She was just
her husband. Like, get fucked.
I don't understand.
The fact that he didn't answer when she called again.
I know.
After he hung up.
He hangs up on her then.
Uh-huh.
I just can't believe it.
It was pretty fucking rough.
Well, we do find out that he does actually call and apologize.
I wish we saw it.
I know.
But I will.
Oh, no, we do see it. Don't we? Don't we get a flashy of it?
I thought she just said.
No, we get a flashy of it.
Oh, but like the next day.
You were the next day.
We were left in suspense.
Exactly. Yeah. So next we get Robin going to Giselle's room at midnight. Giselle's clearly pissed for Robin agreeing with Karen.
Yeah.
Robin defends herself and says Karen's not all the way wrong. And Giselle kind of says, look, I'm kind of okay hearing it from you, just not from Karen, but basically next time please have my back. She answers the door, dessert's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
She says something to Robin like, Miss, I live with my ex-husband. And it's like, fuck you, bitch.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah. So Robin kind of says about the fact that if you don't have him around us, he's kind of like a mystery to us.
Oh, Jamal.
Yeah. And she's like, he's not a mystery. And that's when she gets up to get the dessert she ordered. And as she's gone to the door, she's like, and Miss Robin, I live with my ex-husband.
It's like, Giselle, you know he's proposing.
I'm like, that's fucking rude. Robin's not being rude.
No,
anyway,
she's more cut than she's making out that she is.
I think she's way more cut about it. And that's when she says next time you should tell them to basically shut the F up.
Yeah.
So I was sort of like, so there's no fight here for now.
For now. It could be a great next season storyline.
I just think that Robin is very good at letting stuff go because it's not helping her cause.
Yeah.
Almost too good at it for it to be a housewife.
To be a housewife.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, okay, finally Madeira day two.
With fucking Wendy screaming from her balcony. Good morning, Portugal. I was like, people are asleep.
Portugal doesn't give a fuck about you, Wendy.
Poor Portugal.
I know. Robin's still asleep, which is bullshit because obviously camera crew in the
filming
is sleeping.
I know, so they staged it, which is even funnier.
I know. Ashley's pumping her bosoms and meditating on the balcony. And look, did it throw me? Yes.
She had a rough night. And there's a worst moment coming
up. But at the same time, I'm like, that's my problem that it threw me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to move on.
Growth.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I've got to try. Candace is putting up post-its.
Did she pack them in one of her five suitcases?
She packed a pack of post-its.
Now, if that's not a narcissist, I don't know what is.
Oh, my God. Honestly.
She's fucked.
Look, I'm not saying that doing that isn't a therapeutic technique. It is a therapeutic technique for someone with PTSD.
But you're on holiday.
Or anxiety or whatever. But you don't have any of those things.
You don't have any of that.
Good Lord.
Father God.
Karen goes to Ashley's room. Basically, Karen tells her that Giselle always has opinions about their relationships because Ashley's kind of like, girl, okay, this is how you handle it. What's going on? And she's like, I'm not apologizing. So to me, it's almost like Karen is at least no longer picking a fight that she doesn't believe she has an argument for. So she's ready.
Mm-hmm.
When she says something to any of them, she's ready for them to clap
she's
back.
Got it.
She's got to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And look, she's right by saying that about Giselle. What is also correct is when Ashley says that Karen has been holding onto a check and she really wants to cash it.
True.
True that. And look, Giselle's not buying it. She knows exactly where it's coming from,
yeah.
Which is why I like their tit for tat because they can both hold their own.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying it. When Wendy tries to go, and I got you there, it's like crickets, man. It's kind of funny, though, how ignorant Wendy is to her own ignorance.
I don't know if she's trying to argue like she does on like the news, but it's not the same skill.
She has no skill. No. In this respect, none. No. But she thinks she does.
She thinks she's
killing. It's like when your friend, can I fit into this size 8? It's like, bish, you're a 14. Just take it off and put your own pants on. Like, no one cares. Like, Wendy, you are a first-year housewife, not a seasoned housewife.
And you're not Leah, who was a first-year housewife throwing tiki torches.
Exactly.
You're not at that level.
You are not. She wants to be a Leah.
She's not bringing fashion.
She's not bringing She's got no game.
She had the sip and see was fun.
Yeah, but that wasn't fun because of her.
No, it was fun because of the culture, but that's it.
100%. Like, she's so pathetic, it's laughable. And I've started laughing along. Like, I want
you
her.
Got to.
I want her to mention the 4 degrees again, and I wish I had been counting how many times she mentioned it this season.
You'd run out.
Because that would be, I want someone to bring it up at the reunion and say, Wendy, did you realise you brought up the word degree this many times?
Well, they do that little montage of us saying it this
I
episode.
I know.
And it was just bang, bang, bang,
I want to see a fucking timer counting.
Yeah, like with Karen's shots.
Just like with Karen's shots. Yeah. I want to see a degree counter. Okay, so, and then we see flashes of Giselle basically bagging out Karen. We've got Erica, Lyle and Ray. It takes millions to owe millions. Karen, you owe millions and you have no millions to pay these millions.
Yeah.
Bitching about the perfume. You're a bitch, Giselle.
Oh, Giselle's awful.
Yeah. And that's when I realised, Karen doesn't start a fight. She doesn't think she can win. So it's going to come to blows. Not physical blows, but verbal blows.
No.
And I'm here for it. I'm very much here for it.
Oh, no, those ladies can never trade physical blows ever again.
No.
After them all being on their high
horses.
No.
Not at all. And so basically Ashley tells Karen that Michael called and apologised, and that's when we see the flashy. And she says she overreacted, which she didn't.
Mm.
And Karen's like, was that all it was? So Karen thinks it's about the fact that Michael wasn't where he was supposed to be, which I think that is a factor, but I just think it's a factor that bitch wants to see a kid.
I don't think she overreacted at all.
No, I think she underreacted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Michael overreacted because
mm-hmm.
he's a dick. Then Ashley says the stupidest thing that made no sense, that she realised that she's thankful for her husband.
I know. She,
In what regard? I love Ashley, but this, no. Just no. I'm just at a loss for words because Ashley
I've given up on Ashley seeing sense with Michael.
Well, we all know she's having another baby.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's probably the best tact to take. So the ladies meet in the lobby and Wenday is drinking already and she calls it Poon Poon and Ashley's like, it's Poncha.
I know.
So that's what it's called, Poncha, not Poon Poon.
It's basically the island's pride.
Everyone's
enjoy.
Look, it could be funny if it was someone else, but everyone's just annoyed at Wendy, as am I.
Well, it's the thing. You say it once, it's funny.
Yes.
You say it 500 times.
You're not Family not Guy. Funny. You can't say it 500 times and it's still funny.
No.
So they do the cable cars.
Karen's like, where's the seatbelt?
Yeah, yes, that's right. Look, I don't even want to talk about the cable cars. You can talk about the cable cars. Well, I found them boring.
No, I just think it's pretty, but is that when Karen says it's the city of Portugal and then she gets corrected?
And then production corrects her and country.
And Robin's like, I was thinking of Brazil.
She thought she was going to Brazil. Now, I want to know, did she think she was going to Brazil all the way to the airport and all the way on the plane and gone, is Portugal really this far because she thought it was Brazil?
Maybe.
That's so funny.
Maybe. And the only other thing with the cable cars that infuriated me was Candace with one of those fans that plug into your phone. And she was like, oh, I'm hot. And so she was using the fan. And I was like, I've used them. They don't work.
I didn't even see it.
Oh my
How
God.
Did I miss that? Was I typing?
Yeah, baby, because it's
I
one
must
of those
have been
ones
typing.
You put into the phone plug and it's like a tiny little fan that does nothing.
Oh, my
but
God.
But she was working it. She was sitting there having a convo with it in her face. And
oh
I was like,
God.
Jump
what
off.
An idiot. The only thing I did or actually also write is in the cable car with Ashley, Giselle and Wendy, Wendy says she's finished with Karen, again mentions a degree.
Mm.
And Wendy says that Karen is shady. I just don't think Wendy realises why she's being shady. Like, it's not about the fact that you have a degree. Like, Wendy's tone deaf. It's about the fact that you bring it up every 5 minutes.
Yes.
That's all.
And Karen only brought that up because she was butting into her conversation
Correct.
With Candace. It didn't really have anything to do with it. And Karen didn't really say anything
And Karen's
about
actually
degrees.
Been really gracious because she understands that Wendy doesn't realise where she's coming from.
Yeah.
So
And then
stupid.
Wendy... can't figure out how to walk off of the chairlift.
I know. And then production kind of makes the screen shake because Candace is apparently dizzy. No one cares.
Maybe they're trying to make her out like an idiot.
Well, because she is.
Yeah, she's ignorant.
Yeah. Okay, so they go to lunch. Ashley says she's going to the bathroom to pump.
Now, this one I was a bit.
And then she comes back to the table with the pumps attached to her nip.
At the table.
At now,
and she's like, it's Europe, who cares?
She says it's Europe, it's legal. Does that mean it's not legal in America? Because that's bullshit if it's not.
No, I think it's legal.
I'm all for it. I was just taken aback because I've not experienced that myself.
More like, oh, I was under the assumption when you got up to go to the bathroom that you would do it there.
Yeah.
Which is why you got up. But she got up to stick them on and then came back. Got to admire her for being like, I'm not missing out on another scene because I was in the toilet during the fight.
That's
true. I'm not missing out.
Look, all I'm saying is I was shocked, but I'm recognizing that that's my problem. And maybe it's not my problem, but I need a woman who has experienced that to say that. I don't feel like I have a right to say that. But fuck, man, that shocked the shit out of me.
Like, wasn't there someone in Parliament, like in New Zealand, who was breastfeeding and they were like, you can't do that. And I was like, let that bitch do whatever she wants.
That's right.
But now, but seeing it on my TV on a Housewives, I'm like, oh, God.
I don't have a problem with the baby breastfeeding. So I shouldn't have a problem with the pumps. It's just, look, it's just something I've not seen before.
I was
That's
just like,
all.
Is Karen going to drink that milk?
It's like the first time.
For
It's like the first time I went to the beach and I saw someone in a G-string bikini. I was like, whoa, her butt's out. Now it's nothing.
It's nothing.
It's just I've not seen two glass bottles attached via wire to a lady's tartars at the lunch table. I'm not saying I have a problem with it. I'm just saying I've not seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
Look, do I think it is less freaky than a dude with a massive gut and a Speedo? Yes, I would rather see Ashley and a tartars
anytime. Any day.
Because lately there has been a man who looks just how you think walking on Bourke Street, going from the beach to obviously his house. And every time Dryden and I drive by the beach with the dogs,
he's there.
And we're like, on what planet is he? Like, who is letting him out of the house like that? He looks, seriously, it's Santa Claus in a Speedo.
Some people are just very confident.
Good for him, but not good for me.
Not good for Wollongong's reputation.
Especially after I've had my lunch, just not good for me. Oh, that's no. all I'm saying. So, yeah, look, good on Ashley, but I was like, oh, okay, here we go. None of the ladies say anything. I'm proud of them.
Yeah.
Candace asks what the other ladies were talking about in the cable car, which I thought was suspicious. I'm like, do you know what they were talking about? And so you're bringing it up so Giselle can say that we were talking about Wendy and Karen's fight?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then Karen's just like, aren't we done? Like,
yeah, she's like, didn't we put a button on that?
And I love the fact that she says we're done. And then all of a sudden the camera flashes to Ashley done pumping. I thought, aww. Yeah. I don't know if that was a thing, but I noticed
Clever.
It. Yeah. And she confirms it by saying that Wendy says she put a button on it. And then Wendy says she has to unbutton it real quick.
That's not how buttons work.
Like, no.
You don't put buttons on things to unbutton them.
Not quickly anyway.
No.
Well, maybe you do, but not in this case. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then under her breath, Karen basically says, she says fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And rolls, so everyone's rolling their eyes.
Karen wants to fight with Giselle. She doesn't want to waste her time with Wendy.
Yeah, I know. Wendy's not worth it. Wendy can't hold her own in a fight. It's not a fight. And then Robin says exactly what we're all thinking. Why does this keep happening and when is it going to stop?
Thank you, Robin.
Oh, my God. I would rather see that photo of Michael from behind more than I want to hear Wendy say 4 degrees.
I was, like, ready to flip the table when she brought it up again.
Oh, my God. And I can't believe that Karen apologized to her. Because I'm like, stop apologizing. She's just going to do it again.
Yeah.
Turn around to her and go, Wendy, 5 minutes can't go by without you talking about your degree. That is my only problem with it. I'm sick of hearing it. Can you just shut the fuck up?
She wouldn't get it. She wouldn't get it. And she'd then say, it is such an achievement for me.
Ask anyone at the table if they're sick of hearing about it.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's rolling their eyes behind your back. Can you not see that?
It's the thing. It's your backstory. It's not your story.
Oh, my God.
So stop.
No one cares, Wendy. Wendy's, Wendy's, Wendy's.
We need
Yuck.
To stop talking
I know.
About Wendy.
Okay, cool. Right. So Candace brings up Jamal and shades Karen, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously Candace and Giselle had conversations. This is why Candace is bringing shit up. Karen says that what she meant to say was Giselle should be cautious and tells her that she always, again, has an opinion about the other ladies and their relationships. Giselle says that Karen's always guarded and Karen says she's rightfully guarded. Why would you tell Satan your business?
I loved that.
Karen is itching to have a fight with Giselle.
Uh-huh.
But Giselle knows it.
Yep.
So she's clapping back, but she's not going there. This is watching two masters at work. I'm enjoying it.
It's
going to
happen at the reunion.
It's going to happen at the reunion. And I kind of wish it wouldn't happen at the reunion because Andy's going to get enough of it and tell him to stop yelling. But I just, you know what it's like? They get into it and you're like, oh my God, this is great. And then Andy's like, enough. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I hope that doesn't happen. I want to hear it. I want them to yell at each other. I want them to do, who was it? It was Atlanta. Was it Portia? No.
With the megaphone?
No, it was one of the, I keep forgetting her name. It's the Eva, the model.
Didn't say that one.
Eva in the car with the friend of, I can't think of her name now.
Marlo.
And they're clapping back at each other and Eva just gives it to her good. It is so funny. They're on a cast trip. You got to find the scene.
Okay.
Eva and Karen are probably on par, but Eva's funnier because she's not as polite.
Good.
It's really funny.
All right.
I love Atlanta. It's Atlanta and New York are my faves.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to work through Atlanta. So I'm on like season 3 or 4.
Oh, you got to move up.
I don't
even think I started Atlanta from season 1 because, again, I will not watch a season that was filmed in standard definition.
It's hard.
Oh, and then basically they're all kind of, not all, Karen's on Giselle again about fucking Jamal, and then all of a sudden Giselle basically calls him, FaceTimes him and says, hey, look at all my friends, whatever, so stupid. And then Karen says, fine, we can be superficial friends because I'm giving you shit because you don't give shit except shit. And I thought that was so funny.
She's calling her a hypocrite.
That was so funny.
She's saying that Jamal lives in the phone.
And even Candace laughed at that.
It's funny.
He lives in the phone. Like, he's imaginary.
It's funny and true.
It's funny and true. And really, Giselle has nothing to clap back with.
Yeah.
Nothing, really.
And I guess it's not true. He has been to Potomac a few times.
But none of the women have seen him.
But none of them
have seen
him. And
Karen's got every right to give her shit with the stuff that Giselle has done about Ray.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, and that's it. Next time on The Real Housewives.
We get it to be continued.
Oh, we do get it to be continued.
We do, which felt like it wasn't necessary.
No, because I'm like, we realise it's enough. Another cast trip episode, unless the fight's to be continued.
I don't think so.
Because we see there's the street tobogganing, spiders in the bed, mm-hmm. Karen and Giselle fighting again. Candace says to Karen that she's open about being okay with Ashley one day. I don't want to see that. No. Ashley tells the ladies about the statement that she's doing for Monique. And then we see Candace very upset at Ashley. The end of the episode is Candace cries. So that's our cue.
Beautiful.
The end.
That's it.
A lot of stuff, and yet not. Do you know what I mean?
I know. And like, as excited I was for the cast trip, I did end up enjoying like Salt Lake more than Potomac this week.
I enjoyed the lightness of Potomac. I kind of enjoyed that no one had a real fight. I enjoyed Salt Lake, but I haven't fallen in love with any of them yet.
Okay.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. I like a bonkers housewife that I'm just
correct.
Like, you're fucking crazy.
Correct.
And do we have that on Potomac? Not really. Like a crazy one that's married to a grandfather, like that level.
No, we don't.
We don't. They're all quite level-headed.
They are.
As annoying as Candace is.
Yes. Which I'm hoping they'll replace Candace for someone like that.
I hope so. We need someone who's like, yeah, addicted to plastic surgery.
Something. I know.
Something quirky, funny, hilarious.
I know. Like Charisse with the champagne room.
We need that level of extra on
Potomac. We do. Yes. We need someone who's someone who's got so much money that she doesn't care how she looks on camera.
Exactly. Someone who doesn't watch TV.
Correct. Because mm-hmm. all of these women want to make their own money.
Yes. They're the side hustle queens.
Yeah. Right? It's true. As much as I love them, we need someone who's not a side hustle queen.
A bonkers billionaire.
Like, if Candace was actually rich, that's what she'd be like, and I'd probably love her.
Mm.
Would I?
No.
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 No. I will be interested to see if one of these women don't come back next season.
Oh, 100% Candace is gone or Monique is gone. They're not going to have both of them.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's Robin. Simply because what does Robin give us? I know you love Robin and you like the fact that she's the voice of reason, but how housewifey is Robin?
She's not a housewife.
No.
But she's lining up a storyline potentially with Giselle fighting with her wedding.
Ooh. She needs to bring it at the reunion.
Or else she's out of here.
What?
Yeah, her cast of characters isn't interesting either. Like
don't get me wrong, Potomac has been so explosive this season that potentially they might go, we're not changing anything because this season's been great. However, they don't get the viewership of other shows.
But if this season can't get the ratings, what can they do? They can't do anything.
I don't know. Time will tell. I don't think I've been looking forward to a reunion as much as from a show as much as I have for Potomac this season.
Well, I feel like because of this podcast, I feel like I'm more invested in
me
the storylines than
too.
I am normally.
That's true. I am very much looking forward to the reunion to the point that I'm always almost like, I don't need to see your fluffy episodes. Let's just get to that fucking reunion.
Mm.
So they've just filmed it today.
Today, yeah.
I don't want to see anything, though. I don't like seeing.
Okay, I'm going to see shit, but I'm going to try and not tell you.
Yeah.
We've still got a few weeks. We've still got the bold husbands to have a fight.
I think we have like 4 or 5 weeks before reunion.
Fantastic.
The only thing I hate is the fact that they take a week off between the last episode and the reunion. I don't get why.
Oh, is that for the secrets revealed?
Oh, is that what it is? Because I hardly ever watch that. I watched that after the show.
The Beverly Hills one was good.
Actually, you're right, it was. Because we got a lot more juice.
We did.
Maybe we will with this one too.
Maybe. Oh my God, we should end the episode.
Okay, bye. All right, bye.